I know, I'm stronger, faster, better, right? But you left out one thing. I'm not a man anymore. I'm a freak.
The Freak Network at thefreaknetwork.com.
On today's Bill of the Fletish Show, episode 147, telephone books, butterflies, bodybuilding, and clean animals. All of this and more. The Fletish Show, starring Kenty and Jose. Welcome to the Fletish Show. A low-calorie carbonated beverage for my diet. Delicious. You know, just saying that for this minute, I thought of Edith Macy for good reason because I'm imitating her. But when I was in Portland, I saw a woman sitting in a chair outside of this store who was the spitting image of Edith Macy. I almost wanted, was going to stop and take a picture of her, but I didn't think it was rude because she was a real character. She looked just like Edith Macy. I also recently met somebody who reminds me of Edith Macy too, but a cleaned up version of Edith Macy. But, you know, in the same vein. So isn't that interesting? So anyway, welcome kids, welcome to the Fletish Show. How are you doing? It's another wonderful week. I wasn't going to be doing any audio over the last 2 weeks, but I ended up doing it because it's like you either do it or you lose it, basically. You know, it's like you know, a foreign language. But yeah, I'm working on the painting. I'm still doing sketches, and I haven't laid any paint down, but I will do that soon. What else is there going on? Tons of stuff. How'd you like last week's show? I got a lot of phone calls. I got a couple phone calls regarding the biblical section. And, I'm able to fart now, by the way. Can I tell you that? As you know, last weekend I, Okay, let's start here. I got a couple phone calls about the religious stuff, which I'll play later in the show, okay? The biblical section, okay? And I received a call from Charlie White from Englewood, Colorado. I think Colorado is one of those states which has a lot of dominionists, like focus on the family is there, and a bunch of people are like trying to homeschool their kids and teach them falsities about about the American history and stuff like that. So, Charlie, is it true? Is it true that there are a bunch of these neo-Nazi Christians living in Colorado? Let me know. Give me the scoop if you can. I don't want you to put any harm. I don't want you to be harmed in any way by revealing the truth. But, you know, someone's got to do it. So anyway, I got a phone call from Charlie White, which I will play. But basically, he commiserates with having a awful 4th of July weekend. I didn't feel alone. I have other people who had horrible 4th of July weekend. So here is that phone call.
Hey, Kenty, Charlie White from Denver, Englewood, actually. Couple of things. Number one, Show 146 couldn't get it to download beyond 3 minutes, whether I went to your website or iTunes. That's neither here nor there. July 4th, I have an interesting history. Last year, I went to a particularly difficult Jeep trail. No sooner got on the Jeep trail than I spun a hub, which means I drove into some rocks to get out of the way of another Jeep, and in backing up, I turned the wheel and broke where the tire and wheel attached to the axle. So I spun that hub. As soon as I did that, we were able to back it out and get it into a place where we could repair it, and we repaired it, and it was in the pouring rain, of course. So we put it all back together correctly, we thought, until we got back out onto the highway, decided to call it quits, go home, just out of Fair Play, Colorado, at 55 miles an hour, the passenger side front tire falls off the Jeep completely, and we come screaming to a halt. Now, that was last year. The year before that, my friend Tom and I were going to go up. He got sick, so I decided to go up with me and Molly, my dog. I took a narrow trail, and somehow the Jeep slid off the side. Two guys stopped by. They were willing to help me get it out, but I said, no, I have a winch on the front. No sooner did they leave than I hooked up the winch, and the winch failed completely. It just blew out its solenoid, and it wasn't going to go anywhere. I spent the night there, and we weren't able to pull it out until the next day. Of course, Tom was still sick. He brought up my four-wheel drive pickup and was most unpleasant with me the whole time. Anyway, that's my 4th of July history, always 3-day. This last one, this year, we went camping. We're going to use the telescopes. Everything looked good on Friday night, July 4th. We started to watch stars, then the fireworks went off. Well, it filled the valley that we were in with so much smoke that caught all the light that we couldn't use the telescope that night. The next night, it rained. So, I'm sorry you were sick over the 4th of July weekend. That's a horrible time to get sick. I hope you're better, but you're not the only one with bad 4th of July weekends. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you for that kind voicemail. I always appreciate it. I always appreciate voice comments. I also appreciate any kind of comments. You can make comments on the shows at my blog, which is theflightishow.blogspot.com. I don't have any kind of forum, you know, where people can go and chat and leave messages, but that's okay. The comments on the Flightish Show page are good. If you know, and let you actually lets people interact. So, if you're into leaving comments, written comments, you know, leave them on the blog, or you can email me too. Just I'm trying to include everybody. As you know, a couple weeks ago, I was trying to. Well, let me tell you about this first. Is that Charlie? I'm feeling wonderful. I'm feeling a lot better now since last week. And everybody, you know, I'm back to health, hale and hearty. Okay, so that's that. Now, let's get on with what I was going to say, which I have just forgotten. Man, my mind is like, you know, I changed streams, and I forget exactly what I'm talking about. Let's see, where was I? Charlie White, Dominionist in Colorado. Be careful, don't get killed if you have to reveal the truth about them. I feel good, 4th of July, and, I can't believe I have forgotten exactly, I forget what, you know what, I'm going to pause while I try to remember. Well, it couldn't have been that important since I can't remember. This week, I don't talk about work, and I never talk about work specifically anyway, but I'm undergoing training, intense training, and a lot of intensity going on at work, so I'll be very busy. Hopefully, I'll be able to get home early enough a couple nights this week to get to the gym. I have been so bad, I'm not going to say bad, but I mean, you know, things come up, you know, I haven't been going as regularly as I should. Or actually, it's not that I haven't been going regularly, because I have been going regularly. It's just is less frequently than I was. I was going 3 nights a week, so I'd end up going like 2 nights a week because things happen. I mean, ever since John's accident, you know, things just keep on coming up. I was on vacation 1 week. I really didn't get much exercise done that week. And working late and stuff like that. I hope to get home and so I can do my exercise because I don't want to, you know, get out of that get out of that loop, which I don't think I am. I mean, I really am not. I mean, I'm still gung ho about exercise. I love it. And so has anybody downloaded the exercise PDFs I put up? I mean, it has a course for free exercises, barbell exercises, and dumbbells. And it gives you some suggestions on how to use those exercises from beginner up through if you have a specific goal of weight gain or weight reduction. I'm going to I'll add some more stuff to that, to this exercise PDF. What I'll do is I will have a little chart that you can print out, and you can then check off and fill it in more easily so you can mark your progress. I'm going to be buying something from bodybuilding.com. It's called Stack, I think. And what it is, it's a system for nutrition, and it's basically a lunch bag, right? But it comes with specially designed containers, which you fill up with various foods. I guess you must have a book. I mean, it comes with a book, I suppose. But what it is one of the containers, like you have five containers for, it's based on the premise that you eat 5 to 6 meals every day. You know, that's your meals for whatever number of calories you're having. You eat every 3 hours, okay? So you have in every meal, you have a protein and you have a carbohydrate and you have, you know, some fat. So these containers are measured in such a way that you're able to put in what you need for the day. And it comes to, so what you do is you fill up your containers, put them in the bag. It comes with a little, cold pack in there to keep it nice and cold all day. And there comes with a timer. And the timer goes off every 3 hours. Then you pick out your food and, you know, eat it. So I think that's pretty good, right? So I want to try that because I do want to get into the habit of a better habit of eating right. It's not that I eat wrong, but I could eat better, and I want to eat better. So I need to come up with a plan about what I need to eat. And, you know, most people think it's a boring meal, but, you know, that's too bad. You know, that's going to be my meal. You know, so I'm going to just have to nut up and eat well. So that's what I'm looking forward to. And as soon as I get that system and I have it and I use it for a while, I will let you guys know how it's going, and for you to know in case you're interested in using it for whatever, you know, bodybuilding designs you might have for losing weight. And I say bodybuilding, I mean, not, you know, just bodybuilding to show off your physique, but bodybuilding meaning you're building your body. You know, are you building muscle? Are you trying to lose fat? You're changing your body. You are in control of that. And so when I say bodybuilding, that's what I'm referring to. Control over your body and shaping it to your own desires. Like the other day I measured my arms, and my arms are 14 inches. And that's pretty good, because when I started, I was like 13 inches. I gained an inch. And so my goal is to have, I think I'd like to have 17-inch arms, you know, a couple more inches of full muscle on the upper body here, the upper body part. And so we'll see about that. That might be a goal that's going to take a while. Certainly, because I'm not eating right. You know, I need to eat right. I need to eat better ratio of proteins to carbs and so forth. But, you know, I'm getting there. It's a process. It's a process. And, you know, whatever, Mary. I'm doing what I can. So, let's see. With that, I think I'm going to bid you adieu. And introduce the show, like I always do. So, on with the show.
Oh, little Audrey says, save for rainy days. She says, but every time it rains, she's...
Voot, voot, voot. Hi, kids. I just want to let you know this is a public service announcement. If you like Little Audrey as much as I do, I need your help. I am running out of Little Audrey stories. The original batch of Little Audrey stories had come from a book of folklore. And apparently there are thousands and thousands of Little Audrey stories. But could I find them on the internet? No. So I need your help to find me new and exciting Little Audrey stories. If you want to know what Little Audrey's all about, or if you don't know, if you've been listening for any length of time, you should know who Little Audrey is, right? But if you need a little help about how these Little Audrey stories should go, call me or email me, and I will tell you. But I need your help to do Little Audrey, or she's going to go away. Voot, voot, voot.
Flash! That's Brenda Starr you hear, finishing up her scoop just for you.
Brenda Starr! Hi, kids. This is another Brenda Starr update. I'm going to try to do this weekly, so it's shorter each week, but you get more information. Okay, so Mr. Price, he is the mysterious man who helped out Brenda Starr twice by giving her a room to stay at and then lending her one of his translators, Trad. And he got his name from a Spanish visitor who called him Trad for, I think, traducer, which means to translate. So Trad is helping Brenda Starr and Sage, that's the young boy she's accompanying to Kazakhstan, to find his father, who is Basil St. John. So they're going off. Mr. Price is on the phone. And he says on the phone, Trad will make sure they never get where they think they're going. So Brenda, Sage, and Trad start their journey, and they're going across the desert when they stop for lunch. And then Sage asks Trad, what would happen if we got lost and had no food? And then Trad says, I'd have to kill you and eat you. This is all like probably foreshadowing. So after lunch, Trad points out some sight to Brenda and Sage so they can focus on that while he goes and fiddles around with their motorcycle. All right, so the three of them leave and they're traveling along when all of a sudden the sidecar, which was holding Sage, breaks off from the motorcycle and he comes tumbling out, but he isn't hurt. Trad says they have to stop there for the night. Oh, my God, what's going to happen? Is he going to kill them? My God, oh, I'm biting my nails.
A whiskey on your breath could make a small boy dizzy. But I hung on like death. Such waltzing was not easy. We romped until the pans fell off the kitchen shelf. My mother's countenance could not contain itself. The hand that held my wrist was battered on one knuckle. At every step you missed, my right ear scraped the buckle. You beat time on my head with a palm caked hard by dirt, then waltzed me off to bed still clinging to your shirt.
Bible reading to confuse the Orthodox believer.
Now for the Bible reading, Genesis 7, verse 1 through Genesis 7, verse 4. The Lord then said to Noah, "Go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous in this generation. Take with you seven of every kind of clean animal, a male and its mate, and two of every kind of unclean animal, a male and its mate, and also seven of every kind of bird, male and female, to keep their various kinds alive throughout the earth. 7 days from now I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will wipe from the face of the earth every living creature I have made. And thus ends the reading of the Bible, of the Bible reading. Okay, so we have... So first off, let me say, I'm reading this because of some voice comments I received from last week's Bible reading, which I'll play right now.
Hi, Kenty. It's Calvin of Hello Waffles. I hate to call and throw a wrench in your theory, but as much as there was 2x2 on the ark, Noah took 7 of each kind of the clean animals. So most people don't know that, but it's in there. Anyway, hope everything's going well. Bye.
Kenty, about the biblical passage, I think the whole thing about the God, you know, the pleasing scent of the sacrifice of the burnt animals is just saying that God loves a barbecue. He likes that smell of the barbecue, eat meat, fuck the vegetarians. That's what he's saying. It's like, fuck it, let's cook some meat up and eat that shit. So vegetarians, he wants us to eat them animals, so eat them up. Following logic at all, there is no God. What are some things, why are there some things poisonous if God gave us everything to eat? Was he just like, you know, hi, yeah, you guys can eat everything, except that's going to fucking kill you. God. You know what, this guy seemed to be like, kind of a big prick. You know? God. Oh, no. Okay, that's it. Bye.
Okay, so there we go. We had Calvin and we had Zilophag. Okay, so it is true, Calvin keeps me honest, because, you know, I have to be honest about the Bible, right? So we have two types of animal. We have clean animals, and we have unclean animals, and then we have birds, okay? And they're treated differently. The clean animals, we have 7 pair of each kind, right? So that's 14, you know, of each animal, right? 7 male, 7 female. The unclean, it says take 2, but if we understand this to be correct, it's not just a male and a female, but actually 2 pair of a pair. So that's 4, you know? So we have 14 clean animals of each kind and 4 unclean animals of each kind. And the birds, we have 14 of each kind of bird, 7 male and 7 female. Now, that's a lot of animals. You know, I mean, you know, the biblical literalists, they just say it's 2x2, but it's false, because it's not. It's not. It's more than that. And, you know, the question is that, you know, well, now we know that, you know, the clean animals, right, even though some of them were sacrificed when they landed, not all of them were dead, so that's good. But that must have left either an unmated male or female, right? Switching the population. So that's probably where the creation of homosexuality came in. And because Noah's sons didn't like their wives all that much. And that created homosexuality too. But I think it was actually in the animals. And Noah and Noah's kids saw the animals having gay sex. And then they had gay sex. So. Reading the Bible through the lens of the gay agenda. Okay, so there we go. So, and now Calvin, Zilophag made a really interesting point about that God hates vegetarians. And I think that's true. It's so true. Though it is suspicious that he has given us everything to eat, but there are poisonous animals. So I thought about this. I let the Holy Lord, the Holy Ghost, come to me and speak to me, witness to me, about how this could be, what this passage could mean. And I think it really is a sign, right, that God says you have to think for yourself, and or you'll make a mistake and die. Because, yeah, he says, I'll give you everything to eat. But, of course, that's under the, you know, everything that is you can eat that is good for you, right? That's implied. And so this is a way to get rid of stupid people, because God, after he drowned everybody with the flood, remember that he said, he promised Noah that he would never do this again. He's never going to kill everybody with the flood waters. So to keep stupidity down, he has said, he has told everybody that they can eat whatever they want. It's all yours. Flesh, you know, of course flesh, because, you know, barbecues smell so good, and vegetarian stuff and whatever. So what it is a way of getting rid of stupid people, because, you know, they're the ones who are going to eat the poisonous foods. Doesn't that make perfect sense, Zillafag? Now we just need more stupid people to eat more poisonous foods. Preferably dominionists. But, you know, that's not right. That's not right. There's still God's creature. And, you know, just like me and you, Zillafag, I know, even though God doesn't exist, probably, we're still, you know, we're still his goodness. We're still his goodness, Zillafag. Let the Holy Ghost witness to you, honey. Okay, so anyway, that's just a little section that I wanted to play for you, because, you know, we have to, because Calvin, who would have thought a Mormon would know more about the Bible than me, who've read the Bible in 90 days? I forgot completely about that, and I even had notes. I looked back at my notes. I made a note about that. But, you know, I was going on two by two, because that's what these Christians always are saying. They lie. They lie. They lie.
Early in the morning of a lovely summer day, as they lowered the bright awning at the outdoor cafe, I was breakfasting on croissant and café au lait under greenery like scenery, Rue François Premier. They were hosing the hot pavement with a dash of flashing spray and the smell of summer showers when the dust is drenched away under greenery like scenery, Rue François Premier. I was 20 and a lover, and in paradise to stay. Very early in the morning of a lovely summer day.
Hi, kids. This little section is update on my, just a little update on my artistic, endeavors here. As you know, I'm working on a painting of the subject of which is a nude woman is the subject of the painting, and that's for Randy. It's for their house because they have a lot of walls and they need paintings. So I had said, oh, I'll do a painting for you, because first of all, I paint like once a year, and I have to get excited about the subject. Usually it's still lifes and stuff like that. Though I have been interested in working on the human form, and regardless of whether it's female or male, because, I mean, you know, it doesn't make a difference with me. But I what I've done, what I'm starting to do is I have it in my mind what I want it to look like. I mean, with the color scheme. And right now I'm designing in my mind how it's going to all the pieces are going to fit within the square of the painting. So one thing I've done, it's a little technique. I guess it's not really a technique, but in the 40s, many artists, but Franz Klein did. He had these telephone books that he drew in the telephone books. He used those as his sketch pads. And one reason is that it's cheap, right? How many pages are on the telephone book? And it gives you, for me, I was starting to do this. I've made 15 sketches or whatever. Is I can just draw, and if I make a mistake, I just turn to the next page. You know, if I see where I'm going, if I'm drawing something and it's not going in the direction I want it to go, then I just go to the next page. And what is it? It's a phone book. I mean, they're free, right? So if you want to be creative, get yourself a Sharpie marker and an old telephone book and just draw, you know, whatever you want to do, you know, on the pages. And it's liberating, you know. I don't know what else to say. For me, it is, because I don't feel like I'm wasting anything. I'm just drawing. And it just opens up those creative juices, you know. I don't feel like I have to produce something. Like when you have when you're working on nice paper, right? When you're sketching on nice paper, you feel like you have to do something, you know, or even a white piece of paper, right? Just a plain white piece of paper. You almost feel obligated to do the final thing right there, right? Where when you're drawing on a telephone book or doodling, basically it's like doodling, you know, it's like when you're doodling on the sides of your notebook while you're taking notes, you know, like some of those little doodles come out to be really nice pieces of, like, art, you know, when you think about it, you know, tiny little Rembrandts, you know, so to speak. With the telephone book, it gives you the opportunity to just draw, just move that pen, you know, and figure out what's in your hand, what's in your mind. And so on that note, I'm going to leave you today, and I'm going to continue to I'm going to do some sketching here in the telephone book.
Call me at 206-984-3617 and let me know what you're thinking.
Another 5-minute mystery. Entrance to the Lawrence house on Center Street is lighted by an unshielded bulb. Beneath it stands a policeman. Suddenly a woman comes running up the porch steps.
What's the matter? Has something happened?
Do you live here, ma'am?
I'm Mrs. Lawrence's personal maid and housekeeper. I've worked for her for years.
Knew her pretty well, then.
Of course. What do you mean, knew her?
I'm sorry to have to tell you this, ma'am, but Mrs. Lawrence was murdered tonight, a couple of hours ago.
Murdered? Let me go in there. Let me go in.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Anything I can do to help, I'll be glad to do.
Yes, there is one thing you can do. Take me to the police station. Murder, is it? Well, I'll tell a thing or two now. And that's how it was, Inspector. I went out for a couple of hours tonight, with my regular night out. And when I came back, that policeman refused to let me in.
I see. Well, Miss...
Just call me Agnes, please, sir. People have for so long now.
All right, Agnes. Now tell me. How long were you gone tonight?
Not more than a couple of hours, Inspector.
I see. Everything was all right when you left?
Perfectly. Everything was fine. Except that I never did like the idea of her seeing him again. I believe she was expecting him tonight after I'd left.
And just who is him?
Why, her husband, I mean. They were divorced some years ago. He was a friend.
And Mrs. Lawrence was seeing her husband again?
The last few nights, sir. All of a sudden, unexpected-like, Mrs. Lawrence came in one night and told me her husband was coming for dinner. I told her then I didn't like it.
Was there any trouble?
Not a bit, sir. In fact, things went too well. In fact, I believe Mrs. Lawrence was getting a bit soft on him again, and after all these years, too.
Tell me, where does he live?
Over in Cranville. He's lived there for over a year now.
That's about 15 miles away, isn't it?
That's it, sir.
Well, he could have driven that and been back in time for an alibi. Tell me, did anyone else know that Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence had become friendly again?
Not a soul, sir. It was a secret that just the three of us knew. But if you want my opinion, it was him that poisoned her. Must have been him. There was the very devil in that man.
Agnes, up to a point, I believe you're right. But because of just one thing, one mistake in your story, I'm going to hold you for the murder of Mrs. Lawrence.
The inspector has a good reason for holding Agnes for murder. Do you know what it is? We'll tell you in just a minute. But first... Back to our five-minute mystery and the murder of Mrs. Lawrence.
Me? Murder? I wasn't even home when she died.
Agnes, I know it was you who murdered Mrs. Lawrence. When you saw her and her husband becoming friendly again, you believed it would affect your inheritance. How do I know you're the murderer? For just one good reason, Agnes. I specifically gave orders that the method of murder would not be discussed with anyone. You yourself said that Mrs. Lawrence was poisoned. Only one person could have known that. The murderer himself.
Edwin Markham, The Butterfly. O winged brother, on the harebell stay, was God's hand very pitiful, the hand that wrought thy beauty at a dream's demand? Ye knowing I love so well the flowery way, he did not fling me to the world astray, he did not drop me to the weary sand, but bore me gently to the leafy land. Tinting my wings, he gave me to the day. Oh, chide no more my doubting, my despair. I will go back now to the world of men. Farewell, I leave thee to the world of air. Yet thou hast girded up my heart again, for he that framed the impenetrable plan and keeps his word with thee will keep with man. You've been listening to The Flatus Show. You can reach me at flatusshow@gmail.com. Or come by and visit my website at theflatusshow.com. Thank you for listening.
Stranger, if you passing meet me and desire to speak to me, why should you not speak to me? And why should I not speak to you?